Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, Sandra. I haven't seen you for ages. You've got such a nice tan. Where have you been?
Oh, hi, John. Thanks for the compliment. I thought you knew I was in Thailand. I came back only yesterday.
What a contrast it must be in terms of the weather.
Yes, it's rainy here in London. When is it going to stop, I wonder?
The weather forecast is not very promising, I'm afraid. It says it's going to rain for a week or so.
Oh, God.
At least you've soaked up some sun in Thailand. So, tell me everything about your trip. Did you go with your parents?
Of course. My mum loves the seaside holidays, you know. So she chose Thailand this time. The sandy beaches there are just perfect. And the sea is so warm and calm.
Oh, Sandra, I'll never believe you were lying on the beach all the time. Did you see any places of interest in Thailand?
Well, I couldn't travel around much because my parents wouldn't let me do it. The only trip they agreed to was a trip to Bangkok.
So, what did you think of Bangkok?
It's the capital of Thailand. In my opinion, it's a city of contrast. I was impressed with its tall glass buildings. But behind them, you will see the life of the locals, much like it would have been 100 years ago or something. I mean the canals, of course.
The canals? Does Bangkok have any canals?
Yes. They were built in the middle of the 19th century, and they are home to many Thai people who live and work there. As for me, I especially liked the floating markets there.
That sounds very interesting. What are these floating markets like?
Oh, they are fascinating places. Very colourful indeed. There are 4 such markets in Bangkok, as far as I remember. They are very noisy places. You must come early, like 6 a.m, because when the buses with tourists come, it becomes overcrowded, so it's best to shop early.
Did you buy anything there?
I bought some tropical fruit and local food, just to fill the atmosphere of this place. But they sell not only food, but also hats, silk dresses, shirts and whatnot. My mum bought a pink silk dress.
Thank you for your story, Sandra. The floating markets in Bangkok seem to be a perfect place to feel the spirit of Thailand. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hi, Sandra. I haven't seen you for ages. You've got such a nice tan. Where have you been?
Oh, hi, John. Thanks for the compliment. I thought you knew I was in Thailand. I came back only yesterday.
What a contrast it must be in terms of the weather.
Yes, it's rainy here in London. When is it going to stop, I wonder?
The weather forecast is not very promising, I'm afraid. It says it's going to rain for a week or so.
Oh, God.
At least you've soaked up some sun in Thailand. So, tell me everything about your trip. Did you go with your parents?
Of course. My mum loves the seaside holidays, you know. So she chose Thailand this time. The sandy beaches there are just perfect. And the sea is so warm and calm.
Oh, Sandra, I'll never believe you were lying on the beach all the time. Did you see any places of interest in Thailand?
Well, I couldn't travel around much because my parents wouldn't let me do it. The only trip they agreed to was a trip to Bangkok.
So, what did you think of Bangkok?
It's the capital of Thailand. In my opinion, it's a city of contrast. I was impressed with its tall glass buildings. But behind them, you will see the life of the locals, much like it would have been 100 years ago or something. I mean the canals, of course.
The canals? Does Bangkok have any canals?
Yes. They were built in the middle of the 19th century, and they are home to many Thai people who live and work there. As for me, I especially liked the floating markets there.
That sounds very interesting. What are these floating markets like?
Oh, they are fascinating places. Very colourful indeed. There are 4 such markets in Bangkok, as far as I remember. They are very noisy places. You must come early, like 6 a.m, because when the buses with tourists come, it becomes overcrowded, so it's best to shop early.
Did you buy anything there?
I bought some tropical fruit and local food, just to fill the atmosphere of this place. But they sell not only food, but also hats, silk dresses, shirts and whatnot. My mum bought a pink silk dress.
Thank you for your story, Sandra. The floating markets in Bangkok seem to be a perfect place to feel the spirit of Thailand. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.